What is that, Francie?
A school bus.
A school bus?
My Ronaldo's.
Okay. Is it your small school bus?
Yeah.
Where's the school bus going? Where's the school bus going?
Up there, look.
Is it going up the track? Okay.
It's going down the hill.
Okay.
It's way high in the sky.
Mm-hmm. High in the sky.
Look, where's it going?
Okay.
It's closing the gate.
Close the gate.
Now the sky is... Oh.
Okay, it's going down. Whoa, whoa!
Yes.
It crashed. Again. Okay. Boom. Okay, the gate's opening. The bus going through. Where are you going?
I'm just going to
Piazza. You're going to go Piazza?
Yeah.
Okay.
Work all day till I'm totally beat. Get back home and fall right to sleep. Along goes on, friend, the morning and the cycle's complete. Work, sleep, repeat.
My name is Werner Puchert and you are listening to Finding Frequency, one man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary, one day at a time. So you've just heard my little boy scooting off, telling me that he's going to go Pratsa. And to translate Pratsa, it means he's going to go work. Now, I don't know what work needs to get done with a little toy bus in your hand. But hey, who am I to stand in a little man's way? I'm happy to report that he's feeling much better today. Got a bit more energy. Not 100%, but much better. And Grandma swung past to take over caring for him for a few hours, giving myself and Mom a little bit of a break to make sure that we can catch up on keyboard time. Because, you know, someone needs to pay the rent. So I thought I'll snip out quickly to the post office. I didn't record my interaction again today because, to be honest, there never is any much of a, in quotes, interaction when you visit the post office. However, it always ends with a little bit of a surprise or something I can take home. Am I obsessed? And to be honest, like every time you hear me go fetch things, 90% of the time, it is a book. I have a complete obsession with books, and my growing collection of books is starting to take over my life. And also, in a way, stressing me out because I don't mention the amount of unread books waiting to be read. But I think in my mind, I believe that that is untapped knowledge just sitting there, waiting to be discovered. And just the mere fact of owning it brings me that one step closer to that knowledge. So I think for the foreseeable future, I'll continue doing that. I think it's a better investment than going to a pub. Well, maybe some people will think that I need to get out a little bit more, which I do. I mean, I just got out now to go to the post office. So tell me, what is your guilty pleasure? Are you a collector like me? Come on, there must be something.
All I ever do is work, sleep, repeat. All I ever do is work, sleep, repeat.